It's a Sklusten and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And finally, America and Eretz Yisrael are getting together. Achdus. As we know that in America we're going to read Parshas Matos, Maaseh, and in Eretz Yisrael we're going to read Maaseh. Everyone coming together. Chazak, chazak, v'nit chazeg. Sefer Bamidbar. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Parak Lamed, Pasuk Beis, Vayidaber Moshe al Roshe Hamatos, Libnei Yisrael Emor, Zeh HaDavar Asher Siva Hashem. And Moshe is speaking to the heads of the tribes, and he's saying, this thing, and we know the Torah goes out of its way and starts talking about neder, and that a person, what's a neder? A neder is that a person says that this thing is not going to be allowed to me. He makes his words kedusha. And Rashi right on the spot, right? It's always about the first Rashi's in the first pasuk. It says, Zeh adavar, Moshe ninabe beko amar Hashem, kachatzos halayla, vanivim nitbavim beko amar Hashem. There was a difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah and the nevuah of all the other prophets. Moshe was superior to them. As we know, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi that ever lived. The Rambam tells us in one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim that he was the greatest Navi. But that's why? Zeh HaDavar, this thing. And the obvious question that someone has to ask, and who asks that? The great Binyan Sin, who is Reb Etlinger. He was the Rebbe of Reb Samsel Rafael Hirsch. He was very against the Reform movement. He asks a very interesting question. All of a sudden, we're at the end of Parsha Sefer Bamidbar, Matos Maaseh, and all of a sudden, we're talking about the different nevuah between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevi'im. But what do you mean? We've been introduced to Moshe from the beginning of Shemos. So all of a sudden, we're waiting till the end of Bamidbar, right before Moshe Rabbeinu goes into his six-week speech in the, by Sefer Devarim, which we'll talk about, obviously. And we wait right here. And furthermore, says the Binyan Sin, it's connected to the 9 days, which we're starting today, Rosh Chodesh, Siyata Dishmaya, with this vort. And not only that, it's connected to a neder. Why is it connected to a neder when someone makes a vow? Again, maybe you're not allowed to make vows, but you say that this thing is going to be holy to you. You're not going to be able to use it. Question one. Question two. We get to Perek Lamagimel Pasuk Aleph. Ele Maaseh B'nei Yisrael. These are the traveling of Bnei Yisrael, Asher Yatsu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that which they left Mitzrayim, L'tzivosam Biyad Moshe V'Aharon. We know that the Torah tells us, it does a little chazorah, a little review, and it goes through all of the different travels, the 42 travels. It's very interesting that one of the travels, the 25th one, the Torah tells us is Chashmonah. It says in Pasuk Chof Tes, Perek Lamagimel, Vayesu Mimitko Ve'achanu B'chashmona. And why the 25th? And I vort, because 25 is Chanukah, Chashmonayim. Nice, right in the Torah. But Rashi says the obvious question, every single letter, every, the Gemara Menachah says that even Rabbi Akiva was able to darshan a little tag, the little crowns, the little symbols on the letters. And every word is precious. So why are you going and telling me all these different places that really have no connection to us? So Rashi says, answer number one, Rashi says, is that really, you know, they did have a lot of travels, 42, but if you look at the math, there were 14 that were done in the first 2 years. And then in the last couple of years, there were, sorry, Rashi says, Semihem Arbas Rei, deduct from them 14. Which all happened in the first year, before the Gezeirah of the Meraglim, that they had to go and be there for 40 years. And then, right after the death of Aaron, there is another 8. So says Rashi, if you do the math, upper math, 42 minus 22, right? 42 minus 22, there are 20 travels. So again, it's not easy to travel, but in 38 years to do travels, not such a big thing. That's Rashi's first explanation. And then the second explanation, Rashi says, Rabbi Tanchuma Darish Moshe Lamelech, Shaya ben Ochola, his son was sick, Va'olicha l'machum rachok, and he went to a distant place, Lirfuasa, to get cured. Kevan Shayu Chozrin, Hitzchel Avimona, his father began to count. Kol Amasos, all the different travels. Khan, Yeshadunu, this is where you slept, this is where you were cold. And asks the great Maharal, right, the Gur Aryeh. He asks, I don't get it. What is this Moshul saying? This is where you were cold? This is where you had headaches? This is what we're talking. First of all, it says that they left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says. But isn't the whole goal to get to Eretz Yisrael? And normally, when you go on a trip, you look at the end goal. You don't look at where you're coming from, right? I remember going on trips with the family. I remember one time, we actually drove to Florida. Amazing, we drove to Florida. And what I remember is that I threw my watermelon to my sister and she dropped it, okay? You remember weird things sometimes. But we were going to Florida. We don't remember like all the stoppings and this and that. It was definitely an experience. But we their goal was to get to Florida, to get to Uncle G in Miami, to get to Orlando, Disney World. So why are we talking about all these travelings? And what's this mashal? Question two. Question three. We know that in Parshas Maaseh, it tells us when Aaron's Yahrzeit was. You know, nowhere in the Torah do we have any Yahrzeits. It says, right in the Pasuk, it says, Lama Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Ches. It says, Bachodesh HaChamishi Becha Lachodesh. That is Aaron's Yahrzeit. Guess what? Siyat Dishmayo. That is Rosh Chodesh Av, starting the 9 days. Rosh Chodesh, today! This is Aaron's Yahrzeit today! And the obvious question is, why? Why are we talking about, first of all, why is Aaron the only Yahrzeit? Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Navi, which we spoke about before, Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Navi. We don't have Yahrzeit in the Torah. Again, we know that he was born on Zion Adar and he died on Zion Adar. And we know that really, they say a Gevaldic thing, that he was born early, right? Hashem did Nisim and Niflos, and he was born early. And really, he should have been born on Zion Sivan. That's when we got the Torah. But since he was born a couple months early, Zion Adar. But there's no Yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah. Maybe Chadrashim and Gemaras, but not in the Torah. So why specifically is Aaron's Yahrzeit mentioned in the Torah? So let's get it. Again, there's so much stuff. We spoke a lot last week of, right, B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, how they didn't really show the importance. They messed up on what's the important things in life. But we got a lot to do here. First question one, let's just chazer it over. Zeha Davar, this thing, Rashi says, the difference between Moshe, because Moshe, Aspak Lemiria, Pe'al Peh, he spoke with Hashem straight. He didn't have any, right, all the other Nevi'im, they were even in a trance or they were sleeping, but Moshe was Pe'al Peh, Zeha Davar. But what does that have to do with a Neder? Question two, why all these travels? Why, Rashi says that all the travels? To remind us is where they got a headache. This is where they slept. What does that have to do with anything? And lastly, Aaron. Why does the Torah specifically tell us the Yahrzeit of Aaron? Again, it's Siyata Dishmaya. Just saw one of my Halig Bakrim from NCS like Kolel, Baruch Hashem is stagging away, Gedalia Eder, and he told me that he's still writing down a Siyata Dishmaya. He told me he was stuck on a highway in Tiberia, and he got from here, he took out a trip to Yerushalayim. Baruch Hashem, you got to keep on writing Siyata Dishmaya. I haven't spoken about it in a long time, but again, it's always about bringing Hashem into our lives. Now, what's the Yisod? So, I spoke about this a little today in NCS White Kola. I gave a shiur, similar to what we're speaking about right now. And we know that the Mishnah tells us in Tainus, famous Mishnah. The Mishnah says that five things happened on Shavuos or Matamos, and five things happened on Tisha B'Av. And we know that we're in the 9 days now. It's very interesting because normally in Avelus, Rachmana Litzlan, we have a person's in Onin, he can't do the mitzvahs, and then he does the burial, and then he's in Shiva, and then there's Shloshim, and then there's Yud Beis Chodesh, if it's for a parent. So it's going up. It's the trauma and the tragedy of the loss happens right away, and then it goes little by little. But now, for us, it's Cesar Salvechik, it's the opposite. You have the 3 weeks, starting from Shavuos B'Tammuz, and then you have the 9 days that we're starting now, and everyone, you can't change your clothes, and everyone, No, in shower. Again, everyone's different than hugging. But hopefully we'll shower, especially in this heat in Israel and America. But again, everyone is different than hugging of what they do and what they don't do. And then we get to the Tisha B'Av. So it's the opposite, because it's a build-up. It's a build-up to Tisha B'Av, because it's hard. It's hard to feel the Beis HaMikdash, the loss, because we've never seen it. We've seen the Kaisel, Baruch Hashem, but we never seen the Mokum HaShchina. We need the Mokum HaShchina. But I spoke about an interesting idea, is that why is it, the first question, Zeh HaDavar, Moshe Rabbeinu was pet al pet, exact. And why is in Lashon Neder? Because a neder is a vow. What do we see so clear? The power of our speech. Our words affect others. Sticks and stones may break our bones, but words will always hurt. Our speech is so important. The little things that we do make such... They create worlds. A person has the ability to create a world. He could say a nice thing. And we have to realize this. You know what, says a Binyan Sion? You know why 9 days we're starting with Zeh HaDavar, Parshas Matos, Parshas Maaseh? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was so exacting. He was one. He was like a mirror with him and Hashem, because all his words were exacting. We have to be more exacting in our speech. We have to realize the power we have. You know, in Mivasaret, on the last day, they go up to the roof. And they go to the roof and everyone talks, you know, all the different things about the year, and the Rabbeim pay a little money under the table to get them to give them a shout out, you know, all the different things. And everyone talks about the different things. Sometimes it gets emotional, sometimes it doesn't. And I remember one guy got up and he said that I started off the year really, it wasn't going well for me. And I was ready to leave. And I was back and forth. And the guy didn't even know me. Sends me a text and says, you know, I heard things are a little hard for you. I'm here for you. And he's like, I don't even know this guy. And he reaches out to me and he cares about me. And he said his whole year switched. He stayed and he had a phenomenal year because of one little text. Imagine the compliments that we give to another. But it has to be genuine. It can't be fake. Can't fake anyone out, right? We got to give real compliments. We have to care about one another. Zeh HaDavar, this thing is so integral. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, as a Binyan Sion, is that our words could change worlds. And we have to realize this. And then we get to the great travels. We're talking about the 14 Masos, the 42 Masos. And as Rashi asks, why is that important? So it's very interesting. The Ramban, the great Ramban, 1194 to 1270, the great Ramban, Rabbi Moshe Ben Nachman, comes and he quotes the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, right? The Ramban had a lot of Divrei Kabbalah. He was the Rav in Spain, the Gadol Hador. And he quotes the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, which he does a lot. And he says, amazing, says the Rambam, that you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing us? That there were nisim and neflos, because Hashem was kilu holding our hands, going through, says the Maharal, that when Hashem said, this is where you had a headache, this is where you were cold, it's symbolizing something. This is where you were cold. This is where I took you under my wing and I gave you protection. I gave you that walking air conditioning, that walking, right, the heater when you're cold and the air, I gave it to you all. And when you had a headache, meaning you were giving me a headache, and you were complaining, I still was with you. I loved you. I love you so much. And it's the travels of life. The 42 Masos represent the ups and the downs. We're traveling a journey. We're all on a journey of life. And we don't know where life is going to take us. Some go this way, that way. But if a person looks back and says, wow, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for me. Look, I told the Bachum today, you know, back in my day when I was in Shalvim, I remember Meir Goldwich told us all to write a note to our parents, thanking them. You know, thank you. How often do we take a step back and say, thank you? Really? Do I deserve this? Wow, thank you. Write a note. So I said, nowadays we don't really write anything. I was surprised that some of the guys take notes. I didn't realize they have pens anymore. But now you have the ability to send a text. But a real one. You can make a phone call. You could change people. But we're on the journey of life. The ups and the downs. We all have ups and we have downs. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He cares about us. He wants so much for us. You know, I told the story, which I've told before, that I was once on a Ben Azmanin trip. Hey, we love Ben Azmanin trips. I love Ben Azmanin trips. I love the park. Why do I love the park? Because the park is free. And I love the park. Right? There was a time that I used to take my kids. They're a little older now, so they can't do it anymore. But I used to go to the Ramot Mall. Right? That's like my second home. So we would go on the escalator. And we would go up and down, up and down, up and down. And my kids are like, what are you what's going on? I'm like, what do you mean? This is like an amusement park. Up and down, up and down. You don't even have to do anything. You have to go. The stairs are taking you up. It's amazing. So after like the 5th, 6th time, my kids are like, enough. So if I try that nowadays, probably after the first time they let it, because you don't go over the steps. But the second time, I'm like, why are you going up and down twice? Are you lost? Like, what are you doing? So I don't do it anymore. But again, the park is great. Because the park is a nice time. Bonding experience. Get the outdoors. Rabu Masech Hashem. You got the slides. And for a little kid, it's like a roller coaster. And I remember, again, I've told the story before, but I remember my daughter, she was screaming. All of a sudden in my mind, I'm like, oh no, what's going to be? We get all anxious and nervous. Oh my God, she's screaming. And I see her. And then she's like, I'm stuck. And I'm like, what do you mean you're stuck on the ladder? So she's like, I'm stuck. I'm like, you're on the ladder. Just like, you're 6. You know, just let's go. She's like, I can't do it. I'm like, want me to take you down? No. So I'm like, where do you want to do? So she's like, I'm stuck. So I'm like, I have an idea. I'll pick you, little by little, I'll pick you up. You'll go up, 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 up. And while I was picking her up, she fell. No, just joking. She wasn't in for Chas V'Shalom. They're like, falls. I just, all you remember is where Bloom throws his kid off the slide. Chas V'Shalom. But no, Chas V'Shalom. She's going up, she's going up, she's going up. And then I move my hand a little, and she goes up by herself. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing the same thing for us. He loves us. He brings us into amazing families. And he builds us. He gives us the confidence, the Torah and the mitzvos. And then little by little by little, he says, I want you to do it by yourself. But I'm there. I'm watching you. I'm your father. I'm there. I'm watching you. I'm looking over you. You got to do what you can do, but I'm watching you. I'm going to give you these 42 masos. You know, I heard a great shot. Is that you take 21, the 3 weeks. Now we're in the 9 days. You take the 21 days, which are the hard days. These are days that Yerushalayim was destroyed. They broke the walls, and little by little they destroyed it. And then they came to the Beis HaMikdash. They destroyed it. And we're missing the Shekhinah. We're missing, again, there's Kedusha, Baruch Hashem, which we'll talk about. But we're missing the Shekhinah. And then we also have 21 days. We have 21 days from Rosh Hashanah to the end, the Judgment Day, to Hoshana Rabbah. And I heard a great shot. You take 21 plus 21 is 42. And our whole goal is to turn these 21 days that we're in right now, in the 9 days, and flip them into the Rosh Hashanah and the Hoshana Rabbahs. That we have the ability to flip it, make it Hashem, wow. But it's hard right now. We know the Mashiach's born on Tisha B'Av. So we got to believe it, and we got to yearn for it. And these 3 weeks, these 9 days, we could build compliments, realize that Hashem is holding our hand, the chesed, Rashi says, the chesed of Hashem, taking us through the midbar, how he does chesed for us all the time, and sometimes we just have to open up our eyes and just see it. Imagine 20 seconds before you say a Shema, 20 seconds before you daven to Hashem, you know, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik says an amazing pshat. He says that when you have to, there's two. There's a kavanah idea that you need to have intent, but it's hard. We get lost in our Shemona Esrei, we're thinking about whatever we're thinking about. But step one, says Rav Chaim, is you have to realize that you're omid lifnei HaMelech. And we have to realize that. We're omid lifnei HaMelech. We're standing in front of Hashem. And He cares so much about us. And we need to open our eyes. He's guiding us. Why specifically Aaron? Why is Aaron's yahrzeit on Rosh Chodesh Av, the beginning of the 9 days? As we all know, Aaron was Oev Shalom Rodei Shalom. All he wanted to do was create peace. There were a lot of, Rabbeinu Yonah brings down in Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that there were times that a woman and her husband, the wife and the husband were fighting, and Aaron got involved, and he said to the man, you know, if she spits in my eye, so then will you forgive her? And he's like, yeah, of course, but she's going to split him in the Kohen Gadol's eye. And then he told the woman that he has an eye infection, he needs her to spit in her eye, a whole eye thing going on. But again, he was all about chesed. He was all about caring. And I think specifically, 9 days, Aaron, to start it off, he was the Ish Chesed. If we want these 9 days to turn into 9 days of Simcha, we need to get out of ourselves, give compliments, real compliments. As I said before, I said it to the guys also, you know, Oprah Winfrey. Whoever doesn't know who she is, you do know who she is. Oprah Winfrey, she interviews a lot of people, a lot of famous people, a lot of wealthy people, a lot of CEOs of companies, a lot of presidents of the world. And after every single time, every single person asked her, how did I do? That shows that everyone needs compliments. Doesn't matter who you are. We all need to be complimented. We all need to build our confidence. So there's this idea of giving real compliments. You know, I told the guys that to get someone another glass of water. Imagine, you're getting yourself a glass of water, you go and you get another glass of water. I remember one time doing it, they're looking at me like, what do you want from me? You want like $1 million? Like, what do you want? I said, no, I'm just giving you water. I got two of them. So I thought that day, like, I was going to have like 50 cups of water. I didn't, maybe got a couple. But again, or you get a chair, get another chair for someone. Just do these little things, and it's easier said than done. It's easy to preach, you know, I always say, you know, it's easy to preach, say whatever you want, but you got to live it. It's not so easy. But again, this is why it's Aaron, because we're in the time of the 9 days. We're in Rosh Chodesh, Hischachus, but we need the Beis HaMikdash. And Aaron represented this idea like we spoke about, Zeh HaDavar. He spoke about being exacting, looking for peace. Peace is so important. And that's what he was about. And just to end with the following story. The story... You need to want it. In order to get anything in life, it's good to want it. That's definitely a very high level. But a person needs to really go for it. He needs to want it. He won't be stopped. If anyone, you know, the Bacher came over to me recently and he said, you know, it's not fair. It takes me so hard. It takes me so long to get a Rashi, to understand the Marvel. The other guys in the Shir, they get in like 2 seconds. They're already like finishing all the Marvel Komos in like 12 and a half seconds. And it's hard for me. And I said, listen, everyone has challenges. You shouldn't be jealous of anyone. You don't know anything that's going on in anyone else's life. You know, obviously it's easier said than done when you get stuck on like every single letter of the Gemara. But again, we don't know. Don't compare. But I said, listen to me. The hard work that you put in, I promise you will pay off. I promise you. You'll have such a love for it. The more work you put into it, the greater, like anything. It's a Gemara in Ksuvis, it's a Gemara. The more you put into something, the greater it's going to be. That's just what it is. And I had the story, you know, whenever you bring your kids to the supermarket, I remember, you always got to know one thing. Are you getting them a treat or not? So again, you know, it was a bunch of years ago. And obviously when you come home, the most important question is, do you bring all the kids home? Like that's the worst, like, oh my God, you forgot this. Where is Yonki? Oh my God, I forgot the salt in Yonki. Oh my gosh. Right? So the key is not to forget kids in the supermarket. It's not going to be good for you or anyone. But so when you go into the supermarket, you have to know if you're getting them a treat or not. And I remember in my head saying, I'm not getting them a treat. You know, a bunch of kids are all going to want the 15 shekel ice cream or whatever. It's going to be 120 shekel for ice cream. Not even in an ice cream store, it's a supermarket store. Right? Sometimes we think we'll get deals in the supermarket, but it's, you know, everyone gets their 15 shekel ice cream, but it's not even an ice cream store, whatever. So I remember determined not to give him a treat. I really should have, but whatever. And all of a sudden I crossed the aisle, and the aisle was the treat. And my little kid saw it. And now I have a dilemma. Either give in right away, or she's going to have a fit, and it's going to be fine. But if you give in to the fit, so then, basically you're saying, whenever you don't get your way, you're a fit, and you get your way. And she got her way. And I learned from that story that if you have a rotzon, if you want it, it will happen. But you need to really want it. If we want to have this relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we want to get better in our Torah, we want to get better in our mitzvahs, we want to have more kavanah, we want to realize that we're omid lifnei Hashem, when you don't want it. The more a person wants something, really wants it and goes for it, Hashem will give you that special siyata d'shmaya. So again, we have all these ideas. The idea of matus matre, chazak chazak benis chazek. We're finishing Sefer Bamidbar as we started Eish and Mayim, confidence and shiftless humility, and the idea of bringing Hashem. And we're saying Zeh HaDavar with Moshe Rabbeinu. We're speaking specifically now because Moshe was exacting with Hashem. And Zeh HaDavar is showing this, my words could affect worlds. The 42 Masos, all the travels, they're to get, again, to Eretz Yisrael, to get to the end point, but it's the travels of life. The chesed of Hashem, the miracles that Hashem does for us at every single second. And why Aaron? Because Aaron represents the idea that we're all striving for. Oev Shalom, v'rodev Shalom. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos. Chazak, chazak, v'nitz chazek. Matus Masei. Sefer Bamidbar. All of Klal Yisrael is getting together. Starting Devarim all together. And everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.